Finding paths into the so-called STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, remains especially challenging for minorities. Researchers at Georgia Tech in Atlanta had the idea to help fix that, start small, and engage them. Through a program called Project Engage, 12 African-American students from Atlanta schools are spending an entire school year learning research fundamentals and contributing to ongoing scientific research. WABE's Jim Burris is following them through the entire process in a series of stories on the program. I spoke with him about the series, and Jim began with a little background on where these students come from.
Six of the 12 are from Best Academy, which is an all-male high school in the APS system. Six are young women from Coretta Scott King High School, also in the APS system. And when Georgia Tech and the school's administration kind of pulled the trigger on Project Engage, you know, they accepted applications. There was a flood of applications. So for each student picked, two were turned down. So this was a fairly competitive process.
There are only a dozen students in the program, but we hear the stories of just two. How did you go about picking just a couple of students?
Yeah, first, I wish I could profile all 12. Logistically, though, and I think for listeners, that would just be so difficult to kind of grasp. So I did pick two. One is Amadou Ba. And Amadou immediately struck me as this kind of confident, no-excuses type of young man. And if he didn't know something, you could bet that he was going to work until he found the answer. He just kind of had this unique, wonderful, inspirational outlook. And the next student is Jade Johnson. What struck me about Jade is before we even started talking, when she sat down, this smile that she had and this kind of personality that made everybody feel at ease, it's something I don't encounter very often.
Now, you've been following these students since, what, early June? You've been dropping in from time to time over the past couple of months. How have these students changed during that length of time?
The first answer is smarts. This was clearly an intense learning experience. The first few weeks were called Bioscience Boot Camp.
Sounds tough.
I don't know about you, but I don't think that I think I would run if I heard something like that, right? I also noticed how they dealt with this very real juxtaposition of a huge kind of altruistic goal versus the reality of what scientific knowledge and exploration is. And an example, almost all of them said they wanted to find a cure for cancer. And, you know, I think by the end of the summer, some thought they would. But what did change was this realization of how complex it is to get to that answer. And everything you have to master first before you can even really try something new.
Jim, has this been a difficult series to conquer?
Yes. A lot of stories are facts, you know, just the facts, ma'am. What I found is this is not a facts-based story. This is kind of a personal insight story. I brought a sound clip, you know, talking about how we approach a story. Every journalist asks the same question at the end of an interview. Is there anything that I didn't ask that I should have? Or is there anything else you would like to say? And I asked that to Jade Johnson's mother, and it still kind of almost chokes me up, the answer. And I think if we can take a listen, you'll understand why.
Sure.
Thank you for seeing in my daughter what I've always seen in her. And I'm so proud of her, and I thank Georgia Tech. I thank all of the different sponsors because it's a great opportunity for her. And now people get to see what I've always known about my child. And I'm grateful for that.
Don't cry.
And it really tells you that there's a lot more going on here than just, you know, research and classrooms and teachers and students. It's lives being changed.
And, you know, the question kind of we started with is why is there an underrepresentation of minorities in the STEM fields? And I don't know the answer to that. And I don't know that that this story even addresses that question. But it does kind of answer the question, what needs to be done about it? And that's give these young people a chance, challenge them, believe in them, and results happen.
Jim Burris, thank you so very much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
Jim's series on Project Engage will be airing this week during NPR's Morning Edition at 6:35 and 8:35 a.m. We have more on our website right now. Visit us at wabe.org/citycafe.